Okay, you're on.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, September 6, 2023, at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Jurgen Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, approve the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the meeting, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote.
No discussion.
5 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization.
Is this what we can speak about anything?
You may want to do it at the regular board meeting. Would it be on taxation or equalization? That'd be at the next public comment. We'll just have a quick few-minute meeting for equalization and then go into a regular meeting.
Oh, okay. So it'll still be today.
Yep. I was just guessing it probably wasn't for equalization.
Thank you.
You do a fine job.
Thanks.
Up next, approve or disapprove appraisal maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services, Inc., Gerald Standard, effective August 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024.
So moved.
Moved by Swavely.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Ms. Milligan, do you want to run through that at all or just kind of give a...
Just basically he comes and then he'll be working on my commercial and pickup work, and then this next one, too, will be helping along with that. Just got our stats, and we're not quite to the end of the month yet where we go to September 30th. But with everything I did last year, almost everything's out again. Beatrice has 500 sales, 513, and we're sitting at 83.39 with the percent that I even put on last year. So this, the market's still strong. So that'll have to be between 92 and 100% next year. So we've got a lot of things to try to figure out. So,
and specifically, looking through some of those, if you have over 10 sales, you have to move that to get to your median range of 92 to 100. Looking through there, rural Beatrice, Cortland, there's multiple ones that are down in the 80s, lower 80s. So as upset as people were, raising valuations up to match, as Patty's going through the stats, and I assume the state provides that to you?
We send in the state sales file. So every transfer that comes through our office goes up into a state sales file. So we put down what we have it valued at and what it's sold for. So when we do that, then Annette sends in those transfers every month. And so then the state sales file knows what, you know, we work with a liaison and so forth, and then they know what the median level is, and that goes from... Well, September 30th is the cutoff date, but I was just looking ahead of time to see where we were at with what we did last year, thinking that it might be a little out, but rural has 44 sales, and we're sitting at 83.89. So with even a percentage across the board in Beatrice and everything, we're still what, pretty much out. I mean, way out.
So even with rates going up and everything, the prices are just climbing at a really fast pace.
And they aren't really.
It's crazy.
Now, I dropped off the older year and I put on the new year, so that's what how that works. You're using the, you know, let's see, on residential it's 2 years. So the last year, the year before dropped off, and now not a new year, but we're still seeing them quite a bit higher than what. I would think that the interest rate would slow this down, but so far. So September 30th will be the cutoff date. So anything that happens after that then won't go into this time frame.
So Standard would go through, him and his staff go through and assist Patty.
It's like he's always done. Basically one-on-one, you know, he does a, you know, a really good job. What you guys want to do later on is, this is strictly for me.
Yeah. So. Any questions on this agreement? If not, we have a motion by Swavely, second by Dorn. Additional discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the appraisal maintenance agreement with Cardinal Assessment Group LLC, Josh Garris, which would be effective September 1st, 23 through June 30th, 24. I guess I'll ask for a motion and a second first.
So moved.
If there is one, Swavely. Second by Dorn. Patty and I talked about this gentleman. He came in and I had to leave before he got here that day. This would be additional assistance for Patty, maybe even some transitional work between contracts, between appraisers, I guess, to help move things forward.
He worked for Darrell for 22 years, and now he's going on his own. So he's got a lot of counties now, too, so he'll be so many days a month. Dave met him.
Yeah, he's a pretty decent young guy.
He's going to build like some tables into my new computer system because we had to go on to MIPS, and so I think we're going to roll to 23 pricing, and there's some things that go into that because our new homes can't get up to what they're being paid for. So sometimes you don't roll every year, but with the 23 pricing, that'll at least get them up to where we need to be. And then he'll be able to do a lot of pickup and a lot of different things for me in the computer system. So because the computer system, we were with another, what they called TerraScan, and now TerraScan has left the county. So the last four of us had to go with MIPS, which is part of NACO or branch that's with, I guess they're not really with NACO. They share the same building. But so now we're trying to learn that new computer system too. But I think it has some good areas to build some tables and some depreciation tables and to try to really figure out what to do as far as. I had a assessor's workshop. It was very interesting because we had an instructor that was really good explaining that some of these, what's happening too is some Colorado people are coming into western Nebraska and they're paying top dollar for houses. And these are people that have owned these houses forever. And a lot of them, you know, from Colorado have probably been out there for a long time. So when they're coming into Nebraska, you know, there's some really high sales too out there. So there's a lot of things to deal with. And then we had four assessors that met the following that Friday after our workshop, and they were talking to the governor, but I haven't. Maybe that next meeting we have next week, they'll tell what they've tried to figure out.
We had people come in and talk to us about residential and commercial both not being equalized like we'd like throughout the county. We're not as far off as it was insinuated, but we do need to make adjustments. So I've been talking to Patty, and I've been very open with her back and forth. The board wants to work with her however we can to make sure that we provide her whatever she needs to get things in line. So I think this is one of those steps. There might be more moving forward. I mean, we've talked about drastic things even, but anything we do need to do, we want to work back and forth with you and attack this as a team and knock it out.
Well, and the biggest thing is, and I've even brought that up to the state, you know, is I don't know how you find equalization in sales or any of that. I mean, there's some real issues out there that they need to address because, you know, with the type of sell prices that we're seeing on things, and equalization is going to be hard when you do price per square foot when you even do a sale. And, I mean, that's going to be an ongoing problem, too. So, I don't know. They've come up with some different ideas, but I don't know if they really, you know, consumption tax has been brought up, but most assessors aren't for that. So, and I don't know that I completely understand it. I want to learn more about it before I would. I just don't think it's going to work well.
If you had a consumption tax, would you need an assessor anymore?
No, that's fine. I just turned 64, so.
We have a motion by Swavely, second by Dorn, to approve the contract with Cardinal Assessment Group for basically bringing on Josh Garris for the year.
I think you guys will really like him. He's a good guy, so.
There's no more discussion. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization?
Your area too, Gary.
What about my area?
It's out of compliance, too.
Addie, you're just picking on me because I give you a hard time.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
She picks on everyone equally, it appears. All right, if there's nothing else for equalization, we'll adjourn at 8:42.